Our gospel today tells us that our Lord was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white. Well, this word transfigured, from which we also get the transfiguration, the Feast of the Transfiguration, is a change of appearance. It says that our Lord's appearance changed, and he showed to Peter, James, and John his full glory. Scripture often talks about God's glory shining in this world of darkness. We don't often see that glory because our sight is darkened by sin. Well, Peter, James, and John got to see that. And it must have been a very powerful experience because Peter wanted to set up tents. He wanted to stay there. He didn't understand what was happening, but he knew they needed to remain there nonetheless. Well, through the transfiguration, we are offered a glimpse of the glory of God. It's a glory that we hope to share in during our eternal reward when we enter into heaven throughout eternity. Because of this, we should seek to be changed as our Lord was during the transfiguration, setting aside our wills and desires and following our Lord's example, but also following Abraham's example. You see, there's always a sacrifice in change. We always have to give something up to change. Now, Abraham thought he might have to sacrifice his son, but he trusted in the promise of God, and he sought to fulfill God's will. Of course, he never did have to actually sacrifice his son. We may have to give up things we hold dear. Of course, sins. We always need to give up our sins because sin keeps us from God. Maybe it's activities or behaviors that aren't sinful, but they get between us and God. For myself, a lot of that is video games. I love playing video games, and if I start playing some of the more in-depth video games, I could spend all day and just completely waste an entire day playing these video games. Obviously, I can't do that and devote my life to God. Maybe it's other people. We may have relationships in our lives that are spiritually unhealthy, and we need to give those up. But what we need to give up to follow God is different for each of us. It's whatever gets between us and God. So we have to decide what is more important, living for eternity in God's glory, or the passing earthly things that can get between us and God. Abraham was blessed abundantly due to his faith in God, because Abraham did not withhold anything from him. We will be blessed if we do not withhold anything that we have, because as St. Paul says, he who did not spare his own son, but handed him over to us all, how will he not also give us everything else along with him? So the question we should ask ourselves is, what's holding us back from turning ourselves over to God so that we can receive far more in return? Lent is the time to ask these questions. Lent is the time to let go, to trust in God, and to allow him to change us, that we might enter into his glory.